Blog Talk Radio.
When you're driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the help come working. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. And today's a new night, yeah. But where are my blue skies? Yeah. Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. We just want to smile. Amen. That's what I like. It's good to smile. Amen. Because when you let people know that you're happy, you're joyful, regardless of what's going on around us, we're still going to be happy. Amen. We're still going to be full of joy because we know the Lord has all things in his hand. Amen. We're going to pray. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we're thankful this morning you brought us together again. You caused us to arise this morning, O Lord, with movement of our body, movement of our limbs. You gave us life. You gave us breath. And Lord, we just come to say thank you this morning. We say thank you this morning, O Lord, that you died. You shedded your blood. You gave up your life. You rose on the third day, and we come to say thank you. Thank you for the stripes that you took on your back, Lord, that we might be healed, Lord. So we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We say you were bruised for our iniquities.
Amen.
You were chastised for our peace.
Amen.
We come to say thank you this morning, O Lord.
Thank you
this morning, Lord, for your spirit.
Yes.
We thank you for a movement of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. Move among us and move in us, and, oh, Lord, teach us.
Yes.
Oh, resurrect us, Lord. Dead places and dead things, Lord, that need to be resurrected, Lord. We ask you to resurrect it, Lord, and destroy those things, Lord, that come against us. And I give you praise, oh, Lord, for the destruction of our enemies. And I give thanks in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen to the service this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. If somebody got a testimony, somebody got a praise, amen. We give a couple of people a chance. If you got a testimony, you got a praise, amen. I want to thank Sister Mona watching this morning. I want to thank this morning, amen. Hallelujah. And I was trying to see if there's someone else, amen. But we want to thank you for being on. You got a anybody here got a testimony? Got a praise report?
I have a testimony.
Go ahead.
It's not no big thing or anything, but I just want to thank God for another day. You know, a lot of people didn't make it this morning, but I made it, and I thank him for giving me his peace, for giving me his joy. If this song says I'm going to smile, no matter what I'm going through, I know I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
And I did want to thank him for his Holy Spirit that leads and guides me into all truth. And the truth is him. And in him that I live, move, and have my being. And I thank him for his healing of my body. I'm already healed. He said, walk. Told me a long time ago. Just walk it out. And I just thank him for that. And I thank him for my husband this morning, bring the word of God. I thank him for my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all my family and my little ones. And I just thank God for all things. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else out there? Amen. You got a testimony. Got a praise report. Amen. Thank God that my niece is doing good.
Amen.
Amen. I know she went to the hospital the other night, and I want to thank God for her. Getting out of the hospital. Amen. She went that night, and she got out this morning.
Amen.
And so when they called, we prayed and we thank God for moving on her. Amen. She's feeling much better. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
So I just thank God for her that God causes her, let her overcome. Amen.
Amen.
So I appreciate the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did someone else say something there? Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's get ready. We're going to get ready for some word, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'd like you to turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40. It'll probably be the last verse. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, I know right now we are all going through. I know the epidemic has a pressure on everybody, has a concern to everybody. Amen. What we're going through, amen. And I don't think too many people can say that they're not concerned. I'm not going to say that you're not worried about what's going on, because everybody's trying to look here and look there and trying to figure things out and try to think things out. But I'm just trying to say God is in control, amen.
Amen.
But for those that know God, amen, hey, we're all right. We got it made, amen.
Amen.
And we're not worried about it, because whether life or death, amen. Come on, say we win.
We win.
Come on, say I win. We win. Amen.
We win.
Amen. Whether in life or death, we win. Amen.
Amen.
You know, even if the devil, he's trying to destroy us, he's bringing all kind of wicked and evil events against us. But if we can look back into the Word of God,
amen,
we can see that this has been done before. This is not the first rodeo with God, amen.
Amen.
Nothing catches God by surprise, amen. And because we are on the Lord's side, I believe everything's going to be all right. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the Lord's side, amen. If God be for us,
yeah, we're gonna be all right.
Who can be against us, amen?
Amen.
If the Lord is on our side, who can be against us? Because those that know the Lord, amen, will wax stronger and stronger. Amen.
Yes.
Because everything going on today, come on, say it didn't happen before. Amen. Amen. You know, he tried to take, well, when they was in the garden, he came in the garden to overthrow things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When he was down in Egypt, they was down in Egypt. Egypt thought they had him bound, but what? God came and set him free. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
And so we know, no matter what goes on, God is still with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He said, I'll be with you even until the end of the age. Amen.
Amen.
And even if you're acting a little rudely, he said, I still won't leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
What does that last verse in Isaiah say? Say amen.
Isaiah 41 says, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint.
Amen. Said those that trust in God. Those that trust in God. Amen. So I'm saying, if you trust in God, then you shouldn't be weary. You shouldn't be worried. You shouldn't be worried about what's going on, because what? Your God is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what we want to talk about, amen. God's going to show up, amen.
Amen.
I've had that little thought for a while. When God shows up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Amen.
When God shows up, amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that the enemy has demised against you, when God shows up, all those things go out the window. Praise God.
Amen.
Because of the God we serve, amen. For those that wait upon the Lord, amen. Those that wait. Now, one thing about waiting is that we have to have a little patience in waiting.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the reason that we have to have patience with God, because God was patient while you got into the mess.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? See, whatever took place didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little time for those things to come about. Your sickness, somebody said it was overnight, but no, it wasn't really overnight. It was something working in you a long time ago, but when it came to the end, it had to come out.
Yes.
But those that are patient, waiting on God, we don't grow weary, because we know God's going to show up, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So see, we know he's going to show up, and when he show up, he's going to show up at the right time. He's going to show up at your right moment, amen, if you're trusting in God. You see, nowadays you can't trust in anything else but God. You know, God got upset with Israel because they wanted to put their trust in Egypt. And we know Egypt represents the world, amen.
Amen.
And God said, they can't help you, amen. They can't do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trusting in Egypt, why didn't you trust in me, amen?
Yes.
And so because of the situation and thing that's going on, we just got to wait patiently on the Lord because he's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall come and will come, and he's not going to tarry about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so we got to realize here that we're waiting on God to show up.
Amen.
Regardless to what's going on in the world, regardless to what's happening in the world, we're still waiting for God to show up. Amen.
Waiting on God.
Yeah, we're waiting on God. Amen.
Amen.
See,
amen.
See, all of this is in God's hand. Amen. The virus is in God's hand. Amen. Hallelujah. The world is in God's hand. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are in God's hand. Amen. And everything that goes on in the world is in God's hand. Amen. But God has a time that he's going to show up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, I believe he's going to show up. Amen. And regardless of whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do to you, don't worry about it because God's going to show up on the right time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At the right time, amen. You see, our time might not be God's time, but God doesn't dwell in time, amen. He can show up at any moment.
Yes.
And then when he shows up, it's never too late.
Amen.
Because God can take time and bring it back. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Never too late for God, amen. But I just want to tell all of you who is listening today, the devil, the enemy, I'm going to call him, he's after us. Amen.
Amen.
I would like for you to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, because we want to look and see. I want to show you some things that the devil is trying to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is after you. The devil wants to bind you. And because the devil wants to do this, what kind of person should you be when the God shows up?
Yeah.
And see, everything that's going on right now is just as real as it can be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is no fake thing. We might look at the virus. The virus is real. I don't care whether it was created by man or God sent it. It's still real. Amen. But in the midst of this, you got to realize that it's the enemy that is in the midst of this. Amen. But even though I know that the enemy is in the midst of this, I'm waiting on God to show up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
I'm waiting on God to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is the enemy's hand, but the enemy always got something going. Amen. He's always strategizing and conniving against the people of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Scheming against the people of God. Revelation chapter 13. Amen.
Amen.
If y'all read it with me, amen, start at verse 14, Sister Faith. Hallelujah. Praise y'all listen here because y'all going to be surprised. Read on.
It deceives those who live on the earth because of the signs that it is permitted to perform in the presence of the beast.
They talk about this beast here, this beast.
Telling those who live on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived.
That's Revelation chapter 13, verse
14.
Mm-hmm. All right, read on.
It was permitted to give birth to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast would both speak and cause whoever would not wish of the image of the beast to be killed.
Hey, man, now he says, it was something gave him power to be able to speak. In other words, he didn't have a mouth, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't have no ears. It was like an image. When we talk about an image, it was something dead, but the beast gave it power to have life, amen. And so we look at it right now. The beast is being given power to speak, amen. Let's look at it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
16. And it makes everyone, fallen great rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he have the mark, the beast name or the beast number on its name.
Amen. Here we go. He's talking about this beast here. I want to show you an image of the beast right now. You see, you might not recognize that the image of the beast is already here. Now, somebody has already calculated COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And being that they calculated COVID, when you calculate the numbers in the spelling, it comes up to 666.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So it will calculate 666.
Yeah.
But I want to show you the image here. The image, you won't be able to buy nor sell unless you have the mark or what else?
The beast name of his number.
Or his name or his number
name.
On your forehead. So let me show you an image of this right now that's going on. The image of this, I want you to notice the mask that you put on every day, the mask that we put on. I'm saying God's coming soon, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? He's going to show up, amen. I want you to notice the mask that you put on. The mask that you wear, you can't go out in the store and buy. You can't sell or do anything without having the mask on. See, that is the image of the beast, isn't it? Can you see that image going on right now?
Yes.
Praise God. But I said, they that wait on the Lord, I want us to be of good courage, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we can see what's going on right now. The mask may not be the beast, but the mask gives a resemblance of the things that you're going to have to go through if you don't have the number or have the mark in your hand. And if we don't have faith in Jesus Christ, amen, we're going to be in trouble, amen. But those that wait on God,
amen,
God's going to show up for us, amen.
Yes.
But right from the mass, you can see how the image of this thing going to be, because you can't buy, sell, go in the store, or do anything without having a mask on. And so similarly, the mark is going to be the same way. You won't be able to go into the store. You won't be able to buy. You won't be able to sell. You won't do anything without this mark, amen. But those that wait upon God are going to be of good courage, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you with me here today?
Amen.
So if we know that these things are taking place and you don't have confidence in God, that God's going to save you, that God's going to rescue you, hallelujah, you're going to take the mark because you don't have no faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
See, but those that have faith in God will be of good courage because they know God did this one time and God would do it again, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God took Israel out into the wilderness, amen, and they had money but they couldn't buy nothing, amen. Praise God. They were just out in the desert. They had gold, but they couldn't use it for nothing.
Amen.
They had silver, but they couldn't use it for nothing. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. But when they became hungry, amen, God showed up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you, God will show up in your life. When you get where you don't want to take the mark, amen.
Yes,
when you get where you don't want to bow down to the image of the devil, amen.
Yes.
When you don't want to bow down to this image, amen,
that
the world is putting up before you, you've got to have your confidence and your courage in the Lord Almighty to believe that God will provide. He'll show up and show out.
Yes, it will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And see, if you don't know Jesus today, you better try to get to know him now before it's too late.
Yes. Amen.
It's time to stop playing around. It's time to stop wanting to get back in the club. It's stop time to want to go to party. It's time to stop doing all that and get serious and get a serious relationship with your God, because without faith, you can't make it. It's impossible to please God without faith, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's impossible to stand in the midst of a dreary situation if we don't have faith in God.
Amen.
And this is why we need faith in God to believe that he'll show up.
Amen.
when I need him. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
I'm saying the children of Israel wouldn't bow to the image that Nebuchadnezzar put up, but and they put him in the furnace, but God showed up in the furnace. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, that is where you got to take your faith from to believe that whatever situation that I get in, God's going to show up.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Aren't you glad God's going to show up?
Yeah.
Now, not only has he already showed up, but he's going to show up again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only has he come in the flesh, but he also come in the spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the anointing shows up, amen.
Yeah.
The anointing breaks yokes, amen.
Yeah.
Now, the anointing breaks bounds, amen.
Yeah.
So the anointing sets you free, amen.
Glory.
And this is why we got to have a relationship with God. This is why we have to be filled with the spirit, is because it's the spirit that doeth the work. It's the spirit that sets you free from the power of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
This is why we got saved, is because we wanted to have something to protect us, because we knew the enemy was going to try to destroy us. We knew what the enemy was going to try to do to us. And then God gave us the spirit to protect us from the wiles of the devil.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I said, when God shows up, you see, the devil think he's got his plan, but God's going to step in the midst of this plan that he got, amen, and cause this plan to be destroyed, amen. He's going to bring his people out, amen, because God don't want his people to be destroyed.
Yes.
And if we are the sheep of his pastor, he's bound to protect his sheep, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying when he shows up, amen.
He shows up.
But not only that, you know, today for all of you who are listening, last night I had some brothers and sisters, we were on the phone, and they brought my attention to a $20 bill. Has anybody got a 20 in here? Now, one of the sisters brought this to my attention, if you have a $20 bill. But right in the midst of this $20 bill here on the backside of it, right in the midst of the White House there, it looked like there's a lamp there and a string coming from the top of it. But if you would take a magnifying glass and look at that picture on that $20 bill, I can't draw it up close enough, but right in the middle there, if you would look at that picture on the $20 bill and look at it very closely with glass, rather than being a lamp there hanging in the midst of the White House, that's a black man with a rope around his neck. It's a black man with the rope around his neck. Take a magnifying glass and look right in the middle of that 20, of that, what it looked like it's a lamp shade, or that third window, that second window in the middle there, you will see that it is a black man with a noose around his neck. If you look at that picture, then you would realize that the enemy wants to destroy us for some reason. It's a picture of a black man. It's not a picture of a Caucasian. It's a picture of a black man. I'm not against Caucasian or whatever. I'm not against them. But I'm just trying to show you that the devil is against us for some reason. And if the devil is against us, then we must be God's people. Because when you look at the book of Deuteronomy, amen, 28, it says we're going to be scattered all over the world. Everywhere we go, everybody's going to hate us. Every nation was going to hate them, amen. Every nation was going to hate. Every nation was going to be against them. And if you look at our nation is against certain people, and those people must be the people of the devil, because all that the devil do is rob, steal, kill, and destroy, amen. And if you've got a people that is like that, that must be the people of the devil, amen. But God said he's going to take vengeance on those that come against his people.
Amen.
I'm waiting on God to show up, amen.
Yeah.
Because God's going to do what he said he's going to do. So I'm going to be glad and happy because I know that God is going to show up, amen.
Amen.
Or when the Lord comes, he says, amen. What a day of rejoicing it's going to be. But it's only going to be a day of rejoicing for those that know God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm saying those that know God, amen.
Yes.
I say when God shows up, amen. You see, now there's one thing when God shows up. It's either you're going to be on the Lord's side or you're going to be on the devil's side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about when God shows up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Chapter 1. I think it might be 2 Thessalonians. Start at verse 8. Y'all go to the Bible with me. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 8. Because I'm waiting on God to show up. Amen. 2 Thessalonians. Amen. I may have got it wrong, but praise God. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 8. Y'all listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Go back up a little bit then. Amen. Start at verse 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Listen to what it says here.
It is a clear evidence of God's righteous judgment.
It's clear evidence of God's righteous judgment.
Then you will be counted worthy of God's kingdom.
That you're going to be counted worthy of God's kingdom. Amen. Come on. If you know God, say, I'm worthy to be counted worthy of God's kingdom. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And God's going to show up for me, amen.
Amen.
If you don't show up for nobody else, he's going to show up for me because what? You've been counted worthy of God's kingdom. Give a God a hand clap that you counted worthy for his kingdom, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has counted you worthy, amen. He loves you enough to allow Jesus Christ himself to come down and die up on a stick for you, amen. He died on the tree for you, amen.
Yes,
shed his blood so that you could be worthy of the kingdom. You see,
hallelujah.
You weren't worthy of the kingdom, but God made you worthy by giving you his son, amen,
yes.
So that when he shows up, he won't have to destroy you, but he'll come to save you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. You need to be saved, amen, whoever you are. Amen. You need to get rid of your drugs and get rid of you're getting drunk, and you need to get rid of that stuff. Because that stuff, it satisfies you just for a moment.
Yes.
But the next night, you drink it again, amen. You drink 2 gallons of whiskey a week.
Jesus.
Amen. Trying to have some peace, and you still don't have no peace,
amen.
I say only God can give you peace, amen. And God said if you call upon his name, amen, if you humble yourself and pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways, amen, he said, then I'll show up at your house, amen.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad that God can, you don't have to go to church no more. You don't have to be in a church building anymore. God will show up at your house, amen. Come on, y'all. God will show up on your job. Amen. God will show up wherever you are. You're driving your car. God will show up. And wherever you are today, he'll show up and show out in your life. And he'll show the devil that he has no power over you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
But you got to give your life to God.
Yes, you do.
But he's counted us worthy of the kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Read on.
For which you also are suffering.
He said, this is why you're suffering right now. You're suffering for the kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're going through for the kingdom, amen. You're going through all of this. He said, I'm allowing you to go through all of this stuff, but I'm getting you ready for something big, amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he said. When you see all these things come to pass, look up for your redemption draw nigh. Hallelujah. Because
hallelujah.
I'm getting ready. I want everybody to know I'm getting ready to show up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm getting ready to come into clouds.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He come with clouds. He come with witnesses, amen.
Yes,
and when he show up, he's showing up to deliver his people from the hand of the enemy. I tell you, the devil think he got us, but when God shows up.
God shows up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, God. Come on. He think he got it going on, amen.
Yes,
he think he's going to do what he intended to do, amen. But God always come in the midst of his mess and show him who's boss.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Hallelujah. The devil is not the boss. Because God, when God shows up, everybody else has to take a back seat, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said when God shows up, the virus take a back seat to God.
Yes.
Come on, I'm saying the powers that be, amen. When God shows up, what? They take a back seat to God. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. When the government thinks he got all the power, and all those people up there in the White House think they got the power. Amen. Hallelujah. And that group or whoever that other group is that's over the nation, the banks think they got the power. But when God shows up, they got to take a back seat to Jesus Christ, because he said all power in heaven and earth is in
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, give the Lord a hand and praise God. We know he's coming, amen. Hallelujah. We know he's coming, amen.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil is trying to do, God's going to show up, amen. See, God lets the enemy go as far as he can go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when God said it's enough, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. When God said it's enough, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, God's going to allow us to go through some of this, amen,
mm-hmm.
until he looks and sees that's enough. You see, normally the way God does things, amen, when you're disobedient, when we have been disobedient to God like we have,
mm-hmm.
amen, y'all may as well tell the truth. Y'all liars and cheaters and adulterers and everything else too. The fornicators. You know you're doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And backstabbers, hatred, malice. You know you're doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't you glad that God still loves you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God can get angry with you like a parent. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He can spank you for a moment. And the reason he's spanking you and chastising you because he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's just trying to get you to turn around and change.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you change, he puts you right back into the fold and say, I still love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But then the devil that chastised you, then God turn around and beat the devil up for chastising you. Praise God.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God don't let this stuff go until he said it's enough.
No.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you serve a God that's in charge? Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you serve a God that's got power? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad about that? Amen. That no weapon formed against us going to prosper, he said. He didn't say there wasn't going to be no weapon formed. He said it just wasn't going to prosper. So all that stuff that the devil is plotting against us, God's going to show up, amen, in the midst
amen.
Of it. And so he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, amen.
Amen.
Don't faint. Don't be weary in well-doing, amen. Continue to serve me. Continue to do as you was doing, because I'm going to show up. Just be confident enough to have faith in me that I'll show up.
Amen. Amen.
No. I ain't going to let you drown, amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you sink, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, your name is upon the Lord, amen. Aren't you glad you called by the name of Jesus?
Amen.
You see, when God's name is on the line, God shows up to protect his name.
Amen.
Because if the people sink, his name sink along with the people.
Amen.
And God ain't going to let his name sink. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad his name is above every name? Amen.
Yes.
Not only in this world, but also in the world to come.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to show up in your life today. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I don't care what it is that you got going on in your life. If you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he'll renew you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your sorrow will be turned to joy, amen. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Your sickness will be turned into healing, amen.
Yes.
Yeah, we might endure for a night, but the joy comes in the morning, amen.
Yes.
We might be going through right now. We might call this the time of the night, but daylight is coming after a while when God shows up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God is just like the sun, amen. And when we say God is like the sun goes down, but it always shows up. Come on, y'all. Praise God.
Amen.
Every morning the sun shows up. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You might be going through your time of darkness, but
in the morning,
the sun's going to show up. Amen. And I'm not talking about the S-O-N, S-U-N. I'm talking about the S-O-N. The Son of God is going to rise with healing in his wings, amen. And so all that the devil tried to do to you, the man with the healing in his wings is going to show up and remove your sickness.
Hallelujah.
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 He's going to remove your problem, amen.
Yes,
come on, trouble don't last always, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. I heard David say, well, when my trouble came against me, I called upon the name of the Lord, and he heard my cry and delivered me out of all my troubles, amen. And so here you might think that you're in trouble, but if we would wait on the Lord and be of good courage, God will show up in the midst of your trouble.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See, a lot of times we just want him to show up, but God don't show up unless he got a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
God always shows up in the midst of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the need of God showing up if you don't have no trouble?
Amen.
See, God wants to show up in the midst of your trouble to show that he can deliver you.
Yeah.
There's no power but him. Amen. Hallelujah. God always showed up for Israel, amen. And if God showed up for Israel, God's going to show up for you. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why you got to keep your faith in Jesus to believe, amen, that he'll show up when you call me, amen. See,
mm-hmm.
faith is believing that he will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he said. He will.
He will.
And he'll give you the desires of your heart, amen.
Amen.
And so God wants you to wait on him, amen, because all the plans that the devil got, he said, I'm going to show up right in the midst of those plans.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He showed up in the midst of the fire.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. He showed up in the midst of the water. Amen.
Yes, he did.
That's where he showed up. Amen. He showed up in the lion's den. Amen.
Yes,
praise God. He always showed up in something.
Yes.
And so all the stuff that the devil is doing, you see, we don't need to worry about that because he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
He's guaranteed, he said, I swore by myself because there was nobody greater than me. There was no power greater than me, so I showed up. I said I was going to do it, and I'll do it because I said I was doing it. But you got to have faith in God's word, amen.
Amen.
And this is why we get on the word, because we got to have faith in the word. Because if we don't have faith in God's word, what else you going to have faith in?
Nothing.
What's going on now? You can't have no faith in the doctor.
That is right.
You can't even have faith in the hospital because when you go to the hospital now, you get sick when you go to the hospital.
Yes.
Hospital used to be a place of healing. Now you can go there and catch the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
That's right.
Whoa. Where else can we? Who else can we turn to now?
Thank you, Jesus.
The AIDS people can't even go to the nursing home. They can't trust in the nursing home because they go to the nursing home. COVID show up in the nursing home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said we need to be waiting on the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be seeking God's face right now. Amen.
Yes.
We Hallelujah. Need to get in serious business about that and ask God to cover us with his feathers. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to start decreeing and declaring the word of God. And so whenever the enemy shows up, God will show up with him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Read on what it say there.
Verse 6. Since it is just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you and to give relief to you who are afflicted along with us.
He said, God will repay those that afflict you. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God's going to repay those that afflict you. Amen. You see, mm-hmm. all those things that the devil is scheming to afflict us, amen, God's going to repay them, amen. Come on, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, amen.
Yes.
Come on, I'll repay the recompense of the reward, amen. Praise God. When they try to afflict you, I'm going to show up, amen. When they start beating you and killing you, I'm going to show up, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And see, that is why we got to have a power, believe in a power that is unseen.
Amen.
Because the enemy that we're fighting is an unseen enemy. And it takes an unseen God to fight an unseen enemy. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Aren't you glad that God is omnipotent? Amen. He can be everywhere at every time in every place. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't worry about when you're going through. He's going to be right there with you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's going to stand with you. If you stand on his word, amen, and not take to mark, he said, I'm going to be right there with you, amen. Praise God. He said, I'm not trying to say you're not going to go through some trouble. I'm not trying to say that you're not going to have some hard time. I'm not trying to say it's going to be very easy, amen. But if you'll wait on me just a little while long, that's what God is always saying. No matter what you're going through, if you would just wait on me just a little while longer, I'll show up, amen, and I'll show you my deliverance, amen, and I'll show the devil my power, amen. I'll give myself some glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
He said, those that afflict you, I'm going to show up. I'm going to get them. Read on.
This will take place at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with his powerful angels when he takes vengeance with flaming fire.
How he going to take vengeance?
With flaming fire on those who don't know God.
He's going to take vengeance on those that don't know God.
And on those who don't obey.
And those that don't obey him.
The gospel of our Lord Jesus.
That don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he come to take vengeance? He come taking vengeance on those that don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But those that wait on the Lord, those that serve the Lord. Come on, y'all. Aren't you glad you serve God?
Amen.
Amen. Those Amen. That serve God. He's not coming to take vengeance on you.
No.
He's coming to take vengeance on those that don't know God. Amen.
Amen.
So we can clap our hands. We know that when he shows up, amen, he's not coming to take vengeance on us, but he's coming in to give us deliverance. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a time of rejoicing that's going to be, amen.
Hallelujah.
When God shows up, amen. Yeah. Every time God showed up, amen, there was rejoicing.
Yes.
When he showed up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the mark and all that stuff. Don't get worried about that, amen. You just stand fast on the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't worry about the hanging they doing, amen. Yeah, in order for something to live, somebody got to die, amen.
Mm-hmm.
In every war, somebody died. And Israel had all kind of victory, but a lot of people died.
They sure did.
They went to war against one enemy, 30,000 died. They went to war, 40,000 died. But they still had victory, amen. And so your victory today, amen. Your fight today can be somebody else's victory for tomorrow. Is that right? Am I right about it? Amen? You see, Jesus' victory and fight that he had yesterday was what gave us victory today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
His death in yesterday was what gave us victory today, amen. But he said, I'm going away, and I'm coming back, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going away, but I'm coming back, amen.
Coming back.
And when I come back, amen, I'm going to set you all the way free, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I set you partly free, but I'm going to set you all the way free, amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He said, death, the death that still had a hold on you, and that's the last enemy that's going to be destroyed. But when he show up, amen, hallelujah, death is going to be conquered, and we're going to have victory. So we wait on the Lord to show up, amen, where there will be no more death, amen, no more tears, no more sorrow, amen, no more sickness, amen, no more disease, no more hunger, amen, no more crying, amen. We're going to have be rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. When God shows up, we're just waiting on him to show up. Amen. And we're not weary about it. We're not worried anymore about him coming, because he even came once and we know he's coming again. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's coming to take vengeance on what? Those that what?
Those who don't obey the who do not know God, and on those who don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Those who don't know God and those that don't obey. Are you being obedient to the word of God? Don't let that be you, amen.
Amen.
Don't let that be you, the one that don't obey God. Hallelujah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Samson got messed up in these last hours, amen. Amen. Everybody claimed to be a saint. And then, you know, even on Facebook, I see saints who, you know, they talk in church one day, and then they're showing themselves in the room with another man on the next day. And they're supposed to be a saint.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to heaven being a fornicator and an adulterer, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to stop pretending. We got to stop being food, self-food, amen?
Yeah.
Trying to think you want to make it. Keep doing what you're doing and has never changed from what you're doing and still want to declare that you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
We've got to stop being like that, amen.
Yes.
He said, I'm coming to take vengeance on those that don't know God, amen, and those who didn't obey. See, that's one thing. Let's explain. Those that don't know God. Those that don't know God, they're just ignorant of God, amen. They're the one that's lost. The ones that don't obey God, they're the ones that know about God and just won't obey him.
Amen.
The saints. Hmm? Come on.
Amen.
You see, God, when God shows up, he's either coming, he's going to reward you for your good deeds or he's going to reward you for your evil deeds. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, he's going to show up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's going to show up. Amen. And our faith is in those who love him and those who are keeping his word. We can be confident that he's going to show up to help. Amen. Because what? He's a help in the time of need. Amen.
Amen.
And in this hour, we need God. But he said, if you'll wait on me, I'll show up. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm just looking at you. Amen. Because I want to say, you know, if you're lost, you need to turn to God because you're in that number of the one that don't know God. Amen. If you're still acting wicked, you need to repent. You see, God, right now, the reason that you know, everybody might say that, well, did God send the virus or was the virus man-made? Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, whether God sent it or man-made it, it's doing what it's supposed to do, amen. What the virus is doing, the virus is driving you to a place of repentance, amen. It's driving you to a place of prayer. So it's working the good, it's working together for the good of those that know the Lord, but those that don't know the Lord is working for your good also because it's letting you know if you don't change, it's going to get you.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm saying when God shows up, amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to go another way with this. Maybe you're happy with it, but it went the other way. I wanted the happy ending, amen. And all you today, you know, you need to be getting ready for this, amen. It's because it's coming, amen.
Yes.
Come on, everything you say is coming, amen.
Coming.
Revelation is being fulfilled right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what seal that's been broken right now. It could be the fourth seal that has been broken. It's where the red horse goes that has some balance in his hand. And then he says, bread for a penny or something like that, meat for a penny. But he said, a time of hunger and famine, all of that. That's the fourth seal. We could be in that time right now. Because if you realize that in the world right now, a lot of crops are being destroyed. Potatoes are being buried. Farmers didn't get the harvest that they normally get, amen. The milk that the cows gave, because nobody could work on it and do what needed to be done, they had to pour it out, amen. So food is going to get scarce after a while, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That fourth seal in the book of Revelation could be broken, amen.
Amen.
And when that seal is broken, amen, then that red horse goes forth to kill and destroy. And if we are not waiting on the Lord and being ready for him, then we get caught up in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to start training ourselves to be without sometime. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how. Amen. Yeah. Survive. Amen. You need to learn how to. I need a word that when you be obedient, chastise yourself. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to learn how to chastise ourselves. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants us to start learning how to chastise ourselves because when the fourth seal is broken, man, that's going to be hunger and famine.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to be able to get into food, you're going to have to believe that God will provide the same way he provided for Israel, that he'll provide for you. Amen.
Amen.
And if God is the same yesterday and God is the same today, and he's the same forevermore, amen. And the Bible said, our covenant that we have with God is a better covenant than the old covenant, amen. And if God provided for them and showed up for them when they was hungry and showed up for them when they was thirsty,
yes,
surely God will show up for us because we are under a new covenant.
Yes. Surely. Yes.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, what does it say?
Comfort my people.
He said, comfort. He said, God said, I called to give you some comfort today, amen. Because I know you've been a little weary. I know you've been kind of worried about things. But I want to call your attention. I want you to be comforted because what? Be comforted in my word, he said. So comfort all ye people. Amen. Read on.
Save your God.
Save God.
To Jerusalem and announce to her that her time of both labor is over.
He said, speak to them to tell them that the time of your first labor is over, amen.
Amen.
The time of your troubles it's going to be over, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, right now we're in trouble, but God said, come and speak comfortable to the people, amen. He said, let us know I'm coming, amen. Hallelujah. Let us know I'm going to show up, amen.
Amen.
Let us know they've been through their hard time, but even though they've been through their hard time, but I'm letting them know that I'm coming, and when I come, everything's going to be all right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hey, that's why we sing that song, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right, because when God shows up, he's going to make it all right, amen.
Amen.
He said, so comfort the people. Tell the people, don't be worried about it. Don't be faint-hearted. Don't be weary in their well-doing. Don't be weary about what's going on because I'm coming.
Amen.
Amen. Read on.
Her iniquity has been pardoned, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
He said, your sin has been pardoned. Hallelujah. Your sin has been pardoned. Jesus has pardoned your sin. Amen. He said, you've been forgiven already. Amen. Yeah, you was wicked. Yeah, you were stiff-hearted. Yeah, you were stiff-necked people, amen. And I allowed you to go through that because I'm a judge. You see, a judge has to judge righteously, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless to who it is that's being judged, amen.
Amen.
So God is judging his people right now, amen.
Amen.
And the Bible does say judgment begins at the house of God. So God is judging his people, but he said, I want you to know, my anger is just for a moment, amen. But my loving kindness is everlasting, amen. Praise God. I punish you because I love you, amen. And I chastise you because I love you, amen. I cause you to go through because I love you. I'm not doing this because I hate you. I'm allowing this to come upon you to show you that I love you. And in the midst of this, I'm going to come and show up and deliver you out of the midst of this just to show you how much I love you.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on, y'all. Amen.
Yes.
See, God has allowed this to go on. He's going to deliver us out of it to show us how much he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
So speak confident. Speak confident to the people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All you out there, God is speaking confident to you because he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
And all these things that's going on and get ready to happen, all that is part of the chastisement. But in the midst of the chastisement, he's going to show up and deliver you out of something, amen. God always deliver you out of something, amen. If you had never got sick, amen, you would have never knew that God could deliver you out of sickness, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. If you had never got into bondage, you would never know God could deliver you out of bondage, amen.
Amen.
Praise God,
amen.
Amen. If you hadn't got to the edge, amen, and you was ready to jump over, you wouldn't have known God could be a keeper, amen, if you hadn't got to the place where you was ready to jump over, amen. I almost jumped over, but I didn't, amen, because God kept me, amen. I almost slipped up, but God kept me, amen. I almost gave in, but it was God that kept me, amen. If I had never gotten into that situation, I would have never known that God could deliver me except I got to that place.
Amen.
So I want to speak comfortable to you, comfort to you, amen. I want you to let you know this thing going to have an end.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This virus going to have an end to it, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This virus going to have an end, amen. And God said he's going to end it, but he still got a few things that he's got to allow it to do before he ends it, amen.
Amen.
But those that are waiting on the God, he said, I want y'all to be of good courage. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in the midst of the storm, you see, we might call this a storm of life right now. And even though we may call it a storm of life, but God delivers in the midst of the storm. Amen. Praise God. When the disciples and thing was in the midst of the storm, amen, Jesus came walking to deliver them. And when he showed up, there was a calm. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, it wouldn't have, you see, when we look at that storm that came to them, you know, you see, it really wasn't a storm anyway. They thought, you see, they thought it was a storm. They said when they looked, it was Jesus coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus was coming, it looked like a storm. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
It looked like a storm that was coming. It really wasn't a storm. It was Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember, I said, when God, you know, when God shows up, amen,
hallelujah,
it looked like a storm, amen.
Glory.
When God showed up on the mountaintop with Moses up there, there was quaking. The earth was shaking, amen. Praise God. There was fire shooting everywhere. There was thunder going on. There was smoke on top of the mountain.
Yes.
Because when God showed up, amen,
it
looked like it was a fearful thing, amen.
Yes.
But it wasn't for them to be such fearful thing. It was just God showing up.
Yes.
Come on, amen. I said, when God shows up, things quake, amen. When God shows up, things shake, amen. When God shows up, amen, things change, amen. When God shows up, your life changes, amen. When God comes into your life, amen, your life will change, amen. All you got to do is call on God to show up in your life, and your life will be changed. But you got to wait on the Lord, though.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. It can look like a storm, but it's just God showing up.
Thank you, Lord.
And so when Jesus came walking in the midst of the storm,
yes,
and Jesus had to let him know, hey, don't be afraid, boy, it is I.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's I, boy, that's in this storm.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And they say, when Jesus came and showed who he was, they got on the boat. Jesus got on the boat. It didn't say that Jesus rebuked the storm.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. It didn't say that Jesus rebuked the storm. It didn't say Jesus told the storm to be still. It said Jesus just got on the boat.
Okay.
And when Jesus got on the boat, there was a calm. Amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Yes.
You see, when Jesus is on the boat, amen, you're not worried about the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're worried about the storm because Jesus might not be on your boat. But when Jesus get on your boat, amen, hallelujah, that there's a calm in your life, amen. See, that's why he says, be comfortable to the people, amen, and wait on the Lord to be of good courage, because he said, when I come to get on your boat, the storm that you fought in, Lord, it's not really a storm, it's just a test. And then when Jesus got on, he asked him, did not you remember? Y'all, boy, did y'all remember I fed the loaves and the fishes, amen. If you had remembered that I fed with the loaves and the fishes, this wouldn't be a storm. Come on, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. If you had remembered the loaves and the fishes, this wouldn't be a storm to you.
Hallelujah.
What am I trying to say, amen? What's going on in the world now, if Jesus is on your boat, this is not a storm to you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
It's only a storm to those who don't have Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? If Jesus is in your life, whatever is going on in the world and whatever the devil's doing, you should be worried about it because what? Jesus is on your boat, amen.
Hallelujah.
And if Jesus has showed up in your life, he showed up on your boat, amen. The storms of life that's coming against you, it's not a storm to you. It's just a test. If you had remembered,
mm-hmm.
You know what he said? If you had remembered the fishes and the loaves, what you thought to be a storm wouldn't have been a storm at all.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
The things that's going on in your life, it's time to quit, amen. The things that are going on in your life today, if you just would remember that Jesus is on the boat.
Yes, he is.
It shouldn't be a storm to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he done already showed up in your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He done already gave you his spirit, amen. He had already gave you some comfort because he said, I'm going to send the comforter back, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to send the comforter back to you. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while you're going through, the Holy Spirit is going to be your comforter, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is guaranteed you that everything's going to be all right, amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is your guarantee, amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is your down payment, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to purchase you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is the guarantee that he's going to buy you, amen. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee that the devil can't have you because he had already put a down payment on you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Do you get what I'm trying to say, amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has already guaranteed.
Yes.
And so all these things that's coming upon you in the world, we shouldn't be worried about it. It's because we have the guarantee in our life, and Jesus is on our boat right now, amen. And everything in our life should be calm.
Mm-hmm.
We should be the most peaceful people at this time on the earth.
Amen.
Because Jesus has already showed up in your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
Has Jesus showed up in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
When he shows up, he changes things. Amen. He changed my life when he showed up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He took me from being a dog. Amen. To being a lamb, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Took me from being a killer, amen, to a saint, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When he showed up, amen.
Amen.
He changed my life, amen.
Yes,
took me off the streets, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And put me in the church house, amen.
Amen.
When he showed up in my life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Things started to change when he showed up, amen.
Amen.
That other people saw the change that was in my life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw the change in my life, they knew I was saved. They knew something had taken place in my life. But I just wanted to tell them, ain't nothing happened but God showed up.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
Come on, you know. Some of you was hooked on drugs, but when God showed up, you got off the drugs, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, some of you was in the street, but when God showed up, amen, God showed up to change things in your life. And God wants to show up in your life. He can change your life, amen. And regardless of what's going on in the world, amen, he can change you and cause you to have calm in the midst of the storm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You just got to have faith today, amen.
Yes.
Have some faith today, amen.
Have faith.
Come on. You in the sick bed today, have some faith.
Yes.
Tell the sickness that you tell your sickness you're gonna get out of that bed.
Yes.
Come on. And pray till God shows up in that bed. When the Holy Spirit get in the bed with you, amen, I can guarantee you you'll get out of that bed, amen. Praise God. You get what I'm trying to say? When God shows up, things just change when God shows up. When the Holy Spirit shows up, things change, amen. In the presence of God, in the fullness, it's the fullness when we're in the presence of God, amen. When God shows up in the church, the earth keeps silent before him, amen.
Yes.
Everything bowed down before him when God
yes.
shows up.
Hallelujah.
And even though the devil got all those plans going on,
mm-hmm.
but God gonna show up.
Yes, he does.
The beast. He's working his work.
Mm-hmm.
But God going to show up and put him in the lake and the devil in the lake and all the angels in the lake and all the preachers in the lake. God going to put all of them in the lake of fire when he shows up, amen.
Yes,
because they're going to be destroyed by the brightness of his coming.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, amen. When he shows up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness turned to light, amen. When he shows up, brother. Huh? He done showed up in your life. He has already showed up in your life. Satan don't have no grip on you no more because he done showed up.
Amen.
Hmm? Wait on the Lord. If there's somebody out there that's not saved this morning, God wants to show up in your life. You can see all the things that is coming upon the world. And Jesus
AJ,
did say when you see all of these things happening,
hey,
look
do it.
For your redemption, Lord, now. Amen. And if you want to be saved out there this morning, all you got to ask is, Lord, I repent of my sin. I'm sorry for the sins that I did. I repent, Lord. I ask you to forgive me. Lord, come into my life and live in me.
Yes.
And receive me as your child. If you ask God to come in, he'll come in. And go to your church somewhere. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, for the forgiveness of your sin. So all the past sin that you did, feel sorry for, Lord. Feel sorry about it. And say, Lord, forgive me for all that mess I did.
Yes.
I had to say that. Lord, forgive me for all that mess. And when I look back and saw all the mess that I did, sometimes I get around and go to crying because I did a lot of mess. But I asked God to forgive me.
Amen.
And he forgave me of my sin. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the Holy Ghost. There's no other name given among men
whereby men must be saved, except the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 He the one died for you. He shedded his blood for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't like to be funny, but we say God didn't die for you, because God can't die.
Amen.
God didn't shed the blood for you, because God don't have no blood. The Holy Ghost didn't shed no blood for you. The Holy Ghost can't shed no blood. But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was the only one that can shed the blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are y'all all right about that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so that's why we get baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sin,
mm-hmm.
because we know Jesus was the one that had the blood.
Yes. Amen.
God had the forgiveness, but Jesus had the blood.
Yes. Amen.
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 God bless y'all. See y'all next week on Facebook. Prevost wants to play a song. Come on, Prevost. Hallelujah. Play your song, Prevost. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? We go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think elder just extra. You think I do the most.
Uh-huh.
You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Uh-huh.
Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing.
Uh-huh.
He just extra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he need to stop.
Uh-huh.
He need to get off that prayer line and get a job.
Uh-huh.
He ain't hearing from God.
Uh-huh.
He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. Still I call and still I watch and still I listen in.
Uh-huh.
Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Uh-huh.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra?
That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary. Trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low.
Listen,
God with. So ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down.
Uh-huh.
Not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss.
Uh-huh.
That's a conspiracy.
Like
your plans ain't never work.
Uh-huh.
That's why y'all mad at me.
Or
rather G-O-D. Because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track.
Uh-huh.
I bet you rewind it.
Uh-huh.
And play it back.
Uh-huh.
I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know.
Oh,
that I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
Trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen.
Amen. He's just being ordinary. Ordinary. He's just being ordinary. Amen. Yeah, y'all can get on the link with Truth of God broadcast with Minister Prevost, and you like the, I don't even know how they sell music anymore. You can stream it, amen. Amen. So thank y'all for listening today, praise God.
Amen.
We'll see y'all next week. Sister Tiffany, thank you for coming on today. Sister Johnson, thank you today. Sister Mona, thank you for coming on today. Martha Ward, thank you for coming on today. Vincent Ward, thank you for coming on today. I just give praise for all of y'all coming on Facebook and online, and Apostle Thomas online, so Brother Ray online. So thank y'all for coming. Didn't want to have a testimony online today. Praise God. We want to hear from you today. Anyone have a testimony? Pastor Thomas, you have anything, Pastor Thomas? Amen. I'm in here.
Don't forget offering.
Who's that?
Jen, don't forget offering.
Don't forget offering.
Amen. We don't want to forget the offering then, amen. You can go, I kind of forget the app. Cash app. At
CalChurchInc.
@gmail.com. If you want to send something in, send
amen.
It in.
Thanks.
PayPal. @CalChurchInc. @gmail.com, and whatever you got, whatever God lays on your heart to sin, you sin, and we would appreciate it. You're
gonna
do it. I got it right. So he's slapping the head and said, "I got it right." Amen. And so all of you that want to give, you can give,
amen,
whatever God lays on your heart, amen. We'll be back Wednesday night. We'll be on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock for Sister Alexandra's Salt of the Earth prayer for the Kono virus at 5 o'clock on Friday evening. Our time is 3 o'clock California time. I think Sister Thomas. You can reach ours at 783-7473#. And you can get on Sister Thomas out there at 0119-1978 from the same number. I think she's been having the revival going on from, I think it's at 7:30 our time. Or 8:30 all the time. But you can catch her. They've been having it every night, so you can join in. Is there any more an announcement or anything to be said? Oh, before we go, all of you online, especially in the Arlington area, if you have need of some food, we have a food bank. They have food banks that are open, amen. And I'm just going to give the ones that is in Arlington. We have a food bank in Arlington, 2200 East Park Road Drive, called Mobile Pantry, Arlington. First Wednesday every month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We got Arlington Charities, 801 Secretary Drive, Arlington, 4th Friday every month. Amen. You can go get you some food. Amen. We have the Household of Faith, 501 New York Avenue. 4th Friday every month, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., amen.
We got another artist in charity, 2045 Green Oaks Boulevard, second Saturday every month, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you live in the Azale area, you got Reno Mobile, 195 West Reno Road, second Tuesday every month. Let me skip some here, amen. Ben Book. We have a whole list of everybody in this area who needs some type of food or donation. We got a mobile pantry in Fort Worth, 305 West Broadway Avenue, fourth Wednesday every month. Amen. You got St. Episcopal Mobile, 4330 Meadowbrook Drive, fourth Saturday every month, 11 o'clock. You got Kingdom Manifestors, 241 McCurdy Street, Fort Worth, third Saturday every month, 11 a.m. till 1. We got Hemp Hill Mobile, 1500 Hemp Hill Street, Fort Worth, third Friday every month. Richmond Avenue Church of Christ, 1229 East Richmond Avenue, fourth Saturday every month, 10 to 11 o'clock. And we can go on and on and on. There are at least 100 different charities here, food banks around, that you can get some food so you have no reason to go hungry. Amen. Father God, we're thankful for the word of God and the people of God, giving all praise and honor to you in Jesus' name for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Any more announcements? Good night. Good night.
Good night, baby.
Lift your worship.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
Now raise it up.
gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Gotta be where you are.
Everything I need is where.